Gravity.
Whatever you would like at the toll-free number, which is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, Ian here.
Daryl.
And Mark.
And we're going to, of course, take your calls about anything. That is the point of the show. Naturally, we always come to the table with stuff to talk about. And tonight, Daryl, you and I, and I guess Mark had seen this story, but Mark didn't bring it in because he's disgusted by it. But you and I had the same news story in our show prep by chance this evening, so I feel like that usually is providence. We need to go ahead and strike forth with that one to begin the evening and the week here in this case. So 855-453 is the number. This one is about a pot-smoking parent's worst nightmare. And there are a lot of parents out there who smoke marijuana. There are a lot of humans who smoke cannabis, who regularly or irregularly consume cannabis. Millions of them, I dare say. Probably millions currently active, probably at least a couple million currently active cannabis users, maybe several. Who knows? I don't know how you would get any kind of idea of how many people currently use versus have used cannabis. You could randomly sample, I guess, a large percentage of the population. And I believe that when they have done some levels of surveys, they... The number's been shockingly high. I think it's something like, I don't know, one out of three adults have at some point tried cannabis, if not more than that.
And if you start cutting out the 65-plusers, the numbers go
really
way,
high.
Way up.
Yeah.
There's a population in the United States that is too old for it to have been popular when they were younger, and then they got into whatever habits they got into, and it didn't include marijuana.
Exactly.
Hold on. I'm just trying to do some quick math in my head. The 65-plus crowd, that would have been less than like 10 years after the Marijuana Tax Act was first implemented in the late 30s. Certainly they tried cannabis when they were younger.
I'm thinking, you know, marijuana was popular, wasn't popular as a drug until like the 60s.
Well, hold on a second. My dad is 63 this year.
Yeah.
And when he was 19, it was 1969.
I hear you. And I absolutely, baby boomers are beginning to push that cell. The reason I chose 65 plus is that it is a demographic cell.
Yeah.
If you wanted me to pick, you know, what numbers I really think matter, you know, I think we're pushing towards 70.
80 plus or something, 75 plus.
These people vote, though.
Yeah.
They're tried and true voters, and they're out there every election, and they really don't know what marijuana is. My mother was born in 1941, has never smoked marijuana. When she found out that I had smoked marijuana as a child, she was concerned that it might be this crack thing she's heard about. Right? Like, that's... Well, yeah, it's...
What?
Well, come on, man. I mean, here, it's 1986, and she's never seen pot, doesn't know anything about pot, and that's what her experience was. She's more experienced now, but it's only because I forced it upon her.
Well, it's certainly true that, I mean, a lot of elderly folks are not on board with the idea of drug decriminalization or even marijuana decriminalization. That's certainly true. But I'll go back to what Daryl said, even though his math was off a little bit. Elderly folks during the 30s, you know, they were being plied with all kinds of propaganda to say they don't know what it is. I mean, I would think they would have heard about what it is. Maybe they've heard horrible stories and lies and, you know, nonsense about marijuana, but to say they don't know what it is seems shocking.
What does what it is mean? If you don't know the truth about what a substance is, you don't know what that substance is.
Fair enough. I just thought you meant like they were completely oblivious to its existence.
I have never heard of this substance.
Okay.
Marijuana what?
What kind of weird word is this? Yes, I will certainly contend that they know what it is, but they may have all kinds of preconceptions
yes.
and all kinds of information. So that's what I mean. If you have misinformation about a subject, you do not know about that subject.
It's true. And a little misinformation can go a long way, as we've certainly found out here in the Keene area. Just to go off on a slight tangent, I had an interesting story from the fair outreach booth yesterday, which I didn't get to tell on the
Ooh,
air.
Do tell.
Well, because I'm not on Sunday nights, and so our listeners who have been listening over the last week know I spent the last several days out at the fairgrounds. It ended yesterday, but I was there, 9 hours a day, and Daryl, you were there for many of those hours.
Yes.
And thanks for your help with that. But we were doing outreach for ShireSociety.com and getting people to sign their Shire Society Declaration, wherein one would declare one's own personal independence. It's a pretty powerful document, and if you've gone to ShireSociety.com, you've probably read it, and maybe you've even signed it yourself. But at one point, I had this guy, and I was having a good conversation with him. He signs the declaration, and we're talking. Of course, after somebody signs, I normally, hey, where are you from? What's your name? I'm Ian, from Keene, blah, blah, blah. Just kind of introduce myself and talk a little bit further, show him some more information, because, we've got all kinds of wonderful liberty propaganda there to give away. And I'd given him a couple of things, or not, I hadn't given him anything yet. But anyway, he looks at me at one point, and he goes, what's your last name? And I said, Freeman. And he crumples up the declaration that he just signed, hands it back to me, and turns around and walks away. And as he's doing this, I'm saying to him, can you explain what just happened? I'd really appreciate knowing. Like, why did this entire conversation that was going well just all of a sudden change gears? And the dude just walks away. He doesn't, he has the chance to explain himself. Whatever it is that's so upsetting to him about Ian Freeman, there I am, and we had just had a pleasant conversation with each other. The guy had signed the Shire Society Declaration. I mean, it was bewildering to me. And so, he walks off, and I go back to doing my thing at the table. Later on, one of the other activists who was around was getting some food in the vendor area, and he wasn't even there when this went down. The guy crumpled the thing up, handed it back to me. But he was at the food area, and he just happened to hear that same guy was nearby, standing within earshot, talking to his wife about why he did what he did. And I guess he said something to the effect of, well, I like a lot of the things they stand for, but I heard he's harassing the government workers, or something like that, like talking about how bad of a person I am, or something ridiculous, which of course is just based on pure misinformation and rumor and falsehoods being spread. So a little bit of misinformation can really mess somebody up. And when you don't take the effort necessary to clarify that misinformation, like, oh, I don't know, going to the source and actually talking to the person that you think you know things about, then it'll screw you up.
Well, there are some people that they just don't want to find out.
No.
They want to believe the lies that they've been told, or what they think is the truth. They don't want the other side of the story. Because remember, I think it was Wednesday where I was asking people, free newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And the one lady said, not from you.
Yeah, that's right. That was our first nasty. First nasty lady.
You made some kind of comment about, what exactly does that mean? But she never responded and just kept walking away. So, why did she not want a newspaper from us?
Mm-hmm.
So here's what I thought about these situations. I heard about both of them in advance of this. And what my thought is that maybe these people are attempting to achieve what they want to achieve. Not that they're failing to achieve what they want to achieve, because what you assume is that they want to change your mind or that they want to communicate.
And they clearly don't want to communicate.
That would make, like, obviously they don't want to communicate. So what could they be trying to achieve if they don't wish to communicate?
Ostracism?
Basically, they want to make you feel unwelcome in the area. And furthermore, they want to create a more unwelcoming environment for you. They want to not just be unwelcoming themselves, but create a further unwelcoming environment.
And by spreading rumors.
And to some extent, this is working, right? Like, they've had some
to
level
some
of
extent.
The Robin Hooding is the most effective activism that Keene's seen from the outside the system activists.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the Robin Hooders last week got bodily threatened. And it's
one of them was attacked
by Tufts, thugs.
Thugs.
And these, just regular, your regular ruffians. And And those people, although they want to fight, they want to fight the weakest people. And the weakest people are the most vilified. And for some reason or another, people in, you know, people with enough influence have managed to create that situation here in Keene.
855-450-FREE, and that's because we are a threat to the system, and they know it, and they want to do whatever they can to put a stop to it. More coming up.
Business owners, listen up. Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation protection success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free here at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can, of course, join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com, where you'll get all kinds of features for free. Listening options are included. We've got broadband, mid-band, and dial-up stream versions of the show. Those streams are available 24/7. You can get the latest episode of Free Talk Live at all times over at listen.freetalklive.com. So once again, go to listen.freetalklive.com, and that's where you'll also learn about our over 120 stations that we have. Hopefully we're going to have a couple new ones signing on tonight. Look forward to announcing that good news very, very soon. I always like to wait and make sure everything's okay technically before I say hello to listeners that might not be there. Sometimes when a radio station flips a switch, something's gone wrong. You know, a wire has been crossed somewhere or a programming code hasn't been entered correctly into a system. So I always like to just double-check to make sure that our new listeners are actually out there. So 855-450-FREE. And again, Skype us. Skype username, lrn.fm. And don't forget that, of course, you can go to freetalklive.com. You can actually create the content there on the site. Lots of content right there on the front page has all been put there by listeners like you. Now, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. If you want a chance at liberty in your lifetime, then the Free State Project is really something you need to take some time and look at. And if you're like me and you felt kind of alone where, or you feel kind of alone where you are, wherever that might be, if it's not in New Hampshire, you probably feel alone if you love the ideas of liberty. If, or maybe you feel like there are some people that love liberty in your area. Maybe you live in a place like Austin or Asheville or something like that, and you've got a good liberty community, but you just don't really feel like you're getting anywhere, that you're just treading water, despite having some great people to converse with and do some activism with. I felt like, you know, we had a few activists in Florida where I was from, but we really weren't making any traction. There wasn't anything that was sticking. Nobody was getting elected. No bad laws were being repealed. None of that stuff was happening. But all of that is happening here in New Hampshire, thanks to the Free State Project. We've had multiple dozens of people get elected already, with only 5% of the expected number of movers having come here already. And what we're talking about is 20,000 liberty activists focusing their efforts in one geographic area. And somebody asked me the other day, as I was doing the fair, we're doing this outreach, and we talked with a lot of people about the Free State Project, which was, you know, great, people from Connecticut and that sort of thing. One guy said he'd heard of it, but he was wondering why the Free State Project was going to move to another state after New Hampshire. And I said,
we just like moving.
Yeah, I said, that's not that, you misunderstood. That's not the plan. He had heard something online about the Free State Project, so that's why. You know, he hadn't gone to the source. I don't think he'd done much research directly from the Free State Project's website. But
I don't think
you
could expect people to do research online and read about things that they're only, you know, mildly interested in.
I guess he thought that once the Free State Project reached 20,000, that everybody would then move to another state and try to free it, which is an interesting idea. But no, that's not the plan.
20,000. What's the term for traveling people?
Gypsies.
Not gypsy.
Travelers? I don't know what you're getting at. 20,000 itinerants?
Just like, yeah, like 20,000 itinerant people just, all right, we're all in New Hampshire. Now let's go to Wyoming.
Vagabonds?
Yeah, the Rainbow Family hasn't successfully changed all of the states to which they bring their camping. That's an extravaganza thing that they do. So freestateproject.org. No, the idea is to move 20,000 people to New Hampshire and free one place. Now, it would be great if the rest of the world decided to get free, too. Like if people around the world looked at New Hampshire and looked at all the successes that we're hopefully going to have here with more liberty-oriented approaches towards society and started, you know, freedom started springing up in various places around the world, then I think that would be splendid. But I think that what we need is a beacon of liberty to the whole world, and that's what New Hampshire can be if you get involved, if you love freedom. And that is your life, you know, your ability to live your life how you want, as long as you don't hurt anybody else. So once again, go to freestateproject.org to get more details on that. We were talking about the misinformation that has, in some cases, been spread about activists up here in the Keene, New Hampshire area. And Mark, you were talking about, we're discussing how detrimental this can be to people, that the people who are being nasty don't want to have a conversation. They don't want to talk about their issues, whatever their concerns might be about the activists. That was our experience with some folks over the weekend and doing this fair outreach. Daryl and I both encountered a few nasty, just a couple, like no more than three nasty people throughout the entire 5 days that I was doing the fair, and I was there 9 hours a day. So, you know, if there were going to be other nasty people, I'm sure I would have seen them. But you said they're being nasty and they don't want to talk because they want to make things uncomfortable for people. They want the activists to feel unwelcome. They want the activists to leave.
And right? This is an incredibly effective means for getting what they want done. People are... I'm sorry to say, people are bad at doing research on... People will take claims that they hear.
Especially from a friend or...
Right. They'll take those claims as fact. Because we have a culture that 15 years ago couldn't check all of human knowledge through their cell phone, we have tens of thousands of years of believing trusted people as though the things they say is the truth.
Well, I saw it in the newspaper, so it must be true.
That's all we got, right? Like you, and even on the internet, there are many, many, many topics that you can't even find the truth out about because it's so difficult. Take, for instance, genetically modified food.
Mm-hmm.
How in the hell are you going to find out whether genetically modified food is the future of the human species,
which scientific
or
study?
Some kind of Franken food that will consume you from your stomach out.
Right. I mean, take your pick. Which study do you want to look at?
I've got a theory about genetically modified food, and so far I've not found anybody that actually agrees with my theory. Every food that we currently have is genetically modified in some way.
Selective breeding is not the same thing as genetic modification. I think
you are modifying the genes
thrown in the water of this conversation.
You are modifying the genes.
Yes.
Of the next, series of the plant.
I'm sorry.
You're not doing it through a scientific lab, but you are still modifying the genes.
What you have taken is the very first step that an intelligent person would take down this conversation. You need to take the next step. That next step is realizing the difference between selective breeding of animals.
Oh, I realize there's a difference.
There's a difference.
But if you're going to use the term genetically modified, you have to...
They're
saying
trying,
that everything is modified, even if it is just selective breeding.
They're trying to make a distinction between what selective breeding is and genetically modified organisms by using the term genetically modified organisms. That is a situation that's done in the lab as opposed to done in a barnyard. So, anyway, going on, it's a really...
There needs to be a better term, is what I'm saying.
All right, man. Organic's bad
Franken
because it's made, out of... organic's a bad term, too, because everything's made out of carbon. I don't need to parse... if people want to use a term, that's fine by me. I don't need to parse the terms on it. But
Hold on. You parse the term anarcho-capitalist all the time.
There are good terms.
Because it's a horrible term.
There are good terms and bad terms. I'm going to fight the battles on the hills that I have time to die on. And I'm not going to fight it over the term GMO. There are
coming up
people...
next, Mark dies. 855-453 on a hill. 855-453, the toll-free number. No, I don't know where you're going with this thing with the Franken foods. We'll
I've
get
been
to
so
it
take it off track.
We'll get to it here. Daryl's good at that. So 855-453. Right. Also, Skype us. The Skype username, lrn.fm. We're going to get back to this cannabis story about the parents. It's pretty shocking. We barely scratched the surface.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking up the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you would like toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. We do have news updates. For those of you who would like to keep up to date with what's going on with Free Talk Live, just go to news.freetalklive.com. You may get signed up for our email updates there and follow us on Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter for even more Free Talk Live related posts and such. So once again, go to news.freetalklive.com.
Our call-in lines are sponsored by SACL CAI. One of the principals at SACL CAI is Jason Osborne. Jason Osborne does his own podcast along with a couple of other guys like Brett Vinat. It's called the School Sucks Project at schoolsucksproject.com. And on it, they promote real education and attempt to deconstruct state indoctrination. So they're not against education. They're against school as it exists today. And they want to see an evolution in the way that education's done in this country and around the world. They want to discuss alternatives to the current education system and ways that one can educate oneself. Because frankly, that's the only way that anyone gets educated, is you must educate yourself. Certainly you can get some help, you can get instruction, but ultimately it's up to you. Critical thinking skills, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies, you can go to schoolsucksproject.com to find out more.
All right, so 855, 450-FREE. We were discussing, we started out talking about cannabis and demographics, went on to misinformation and how it spreads and it can hurt things, and then also GMO foods. And Mark, you were spouting off about that before we had to go to the break.
Well, the only thing I really wanted to say about GMO foods is using it as an indication of how even in this world where we have the internet and supposedly all of humans and all of human knowledge is stored on this vast archival technology that we have, there's so much information that it's not even possible to know what the truth is.
It's true.
And using GMO food as an example of try to find out the truth when it comes to this subject.
Mm. Yeah, who do you believe?
You'll find a lot of people who are very passionate and very, very convinced of their belief system.
Well, and you'll find science, supposed science, on both sides of the argument.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, on one side, like you were saying, it's people that want you to believe that genetically modified foods are going to kill you. And, you know, or some sort of plot. And then on the other side, it's people that are pointing out that, hey, this can help feed people and it, you know, makes crops more robust and that means more harvest and cheaper food and therefore, you know, bellies that'll be full around the world rather than starving. And, you know, from my perspective, I'm more likely to side on, well, I'd rather have people eating even something that we don't know what might happen 50 years down the line than to be so afraid as to not take an action.
I tend to fall in that same camp, which is that in order to get from here to whatever that future of food is, that you're going to have to take some steps, and that those steps can be dangerous. Those steps can be scary. I don't know what they're all like, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to take the steps. I may very well be of the opinion that other people should take those steps, and I'll just sit back and watch. Mm-hmm. I grow, you know, at my home, we grow a lot of our own food. And so, you know, it's all heritage seeds and that kind of thing. And you know, playing it safe, I suppose, to some extent. But there are stories about people being, you know, poisoned right in their own gardens. It happens. All kinds of things. Runoff. Kinds of different stuff can happen. So you're never there is no safe option. You mm-hmm. must eat, and it's possible that there's something wrong with your food, and that you just got to do the best you can do and hope for the best.
Yeah, the thing that really irks me about the lab-created, genetically modified foods is the fact that companies are able to patent
the DNA sequence
of the seeds that they create. And then they sue farmers for keeping some of the seeds from year to year.
Intellectual property laws and intellectual property and laws that protect the intellectual property holder from liability. These are the two most dangerous parts of the whole, you know, evolution of food that we're talking about. And Ian, as a matter of fact, I have an article here that you might be interested in that I brought in mm-hmm. that is talking about they've now tasted the first lab-grown meat.
Ooh, yeah, I heard about this.
I saw someone post about this on Facebook as though this was the end of the world.
Right, well, this is where it's going to go. I mean, I didn't know how quickly it was going to take, but there are people out there that currently believe that this is disastrous. They don't have much for science because the science isn't even available yet.
What's the fear based on?
I don't know the answer. I don't know.
Is it just, you know, people who have farms with cows?
But I can see it coming.
Is it people who have farms with cows now spreading fear about this because they're going to lose their business?
No, I think that people are justifiably concerned with, you know, new science in the area of food. Do you want to be the person that takes the swig off of the beaker? You know, no.
I get what you're saying.
I don't want to be that guy. You know, I'll tell you what. I'll take a swig off the beaker after 100 million other people have.
You know, I remember being a kid watching the Jetsons and mm-hmm. thinking that it was really cool that they had the little pills that would pop out of the thing onto the plate, then they wet it, and then it turned into, like, a steak and a baked potato whatever.
It's neat, but you know there've been some notable problems in the area of food. I'm coming up. Olean is. Do you guys remember this one?
This was the thing that made people have runny poop.
So
they're putting it in potato chips. It was a substitute for fat.
I thought that was Olestra.
All right, whatever.
Did they take it off the shelves? Or is it still out there?
I think it's off the shelf, but oh, really? I don't know. I think that it's probably, you know, so disastrous that it had to go. Saccharin, that's something that is hard to find these days. It's fallen out of favor, but I don't know how many people died of saccharin. Certainly some people will tell you that the stuff in Diet Coke now, I can't even remember what NutraSweet, that stuff's, aspartame will kill you, breaking holes in your brain. Other people, they've been drinking it for years.
Well, thank goodness we have the Food and Drug Administration there to keep us safe from Olestra, or Olean, as you called it. Olean was the brand name,
okay,
according to Wikipedia.
Thank goodness, we were both right. Awesome.
According to Wikipedia, it was approved by the FDA in 1996. And already by the late 90s, it lost its popularity due to the side effects. But products containing the ingredient can still be purchased at grocery stores in some countries.
Okay.
So it does still exist.
Without the FDA, people would be selling stuff that gave you loose, runny stools.
Except that's what happened with the FDA. Let's go to Scarlett, though. She's on the line here in Santa Cruz listening to KOMY. Hey, Scarlett.
How are you? The last sentence you just said made me think, how uninformed you are, because the FDA approves things that kills millions of people every year. Drugs.
Oh, it was sarcasm. It was sarcasm. I'm sorry.
It didn't make it through the radio tubes.
Seriously, you guys need to read up on GMO. Go to Jeffrey Smith's website in San
Jose. Wait a second. Jeffrey Smith? I mean, that doesn't even sound like a website worthy of... How am I going to get the best...
Because everybody else has.
Okay, I don't know who everybody
Mark,
is.
Why don't you do like every other conspiracy show?
We should
be a conspiracy show.
Conspiracy, and then there's the truth.
Jeffrey can call here any night of the week and talk about whatever he wants to talk about.
He doesn't have to. He's been doing this for 30 years.
Scarlett, you can talk about whatever you want. We don't do an interview show.
Did I ask you to do that?
Yes, you said get him on like everybody else has.
Look, Scarlett, first of all, let's clarify something. The line about the FDA was in jest. It was sarcasm.
That was sarcasm.
No, we absolutely know the FDA kills people.
It's ever saved.
Right, by preventing medicines from getting to the market and having this huge bureaucracy in the way, it kills people and it prevents businesses from marketing products.
Monsanto, which is GMO.
Right.
Yep. And Monsanto uses patent laws to go after small farmers, and they shouldn't have the ability to
pay off lobbyists. They pay
and
lobbyists.
Raw milk and the Amish and the Mennonites.
Yeah. The Monsanto's not a good company from what I can tell. But on the other hand, I am not, certain that you're right about genetically modified foods just because you've read some books or been to some websites or because some people who call themselves an expert believe that they are dangerous. I don't know. Maybe they are dangerous, but I don't know how you determine who is telling the truth on this. If you want to explain it, you can. Hang on. 855-450-FREE. Why do you believe Jeffrey so-and-so over the other scientists?
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Did you try the new app?
Appetizers, let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value Inn iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value Inn mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it. Now, about those appetizers.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number here. Toll free is 855-450-FREE. I realize I just said toll-free twice in a row. 855-450-FREE is the number. You can take control of the airwaves here, and you can join us on Skype. Skype username lrn.fm. You know, the Skype's kind of handy, too, for quick IMs, you know, like technical problems.
Yes.
You got a problem with the cam? Let us know over Skype. That's a good way to do it. Also, somebody just gave us a heads up. There was a problem with the free-to-air stream tonight, which
right.
is available via satellite across North and Central America. Apparently, Christian country music is currently playing on our free-to-air satellite feed.
Which is better than satanic country music, I suppose.
I don't know. That would be interesting, though. I mean, I've certainly heard of satanic like metal, but it's satanic country.
The devil went down to Georgia, but this time the devil wins.
So we are working on remedying whatever technical difficulties you might be having, and so thanks for giving us the heads up on that. 855-453. We're going to go right back into your phone calls and also remind you to go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features on the site. Let's talk to, back to Scarlett. She is listening in Santa Cruz to KOMY, and you started going off on this genetically modified issue after we were having a conversation about how we don't believe that you can effectively choose the right answer on this issue, Scarlett.
Well, do you know what GMO means?
Genetically modified organism.
Genetically modified foods, which are Roundup ready. There's a pesticide
right.
gene
yep.
in the seeds.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Roundup.
Right.
Do you want
That's
to eat
true.
That?
Well, Roundup, okay, so I can
the
make the argument. The answer
Roundup.
Is no.
You want to eat that?
Okay, it's not whether or not I want to eat Roundup. The fact is,
oh,
I believe
no,
that
no.
you can find Roundup, people drinking Roundup on the internet. That you know,
really?
It's a pesticide. It kills bugs, not people. But
oh,
the problem with Roundup
it
and
kills
herbicides.
People.
Okay, the problem with Roundup and herbicides isn't what these pesticides and these herbicides
you can't
do
wash
to people.
Them off your food.
Scarlett, here's...
She's repeating talking points.
Scarlett, if you want to convince people of things, you need to first connect with them on an emotional level. The connection that you've made with me on an emotional level is a negative one. I'm trying to tell you what I understand. And my understanding is that my problem with herbicides and pesticides is the runoff going into rivers and deltas and killing off plant life and you know life in general in these
Isn't
areas.
Is the same thing as eating it?
I don't think it is. I think that eating's one thing and runoff is another.
I got a couple of questions for you, Scarlett. How did you mentioned this scientist. What was it, Jeffrey Smith?
He's not a scientist. He's been doing this work for 40 years now.
He's not a scientist?
On the West Coast.
What, he's not Smith. A scientist, you said? Just to clarify, you said he is not
activist,
a scientist? He's an activist.
He has studied this, so I guess he is a scientist.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, so this guy, Jeffrey Smith, how did you find him?
Through many books.
Mm-hmm.
For our local radio stations.
Right. Was he on a particular radio show that you heard?
Through the one I'm listening to now and a local Santa Cruz one. The only one
right.
that's independently owned in the United States.
Michael Swirling.
Over the hill in San Jose. And
we've been there. We've been to the studios, actually.
Right.
We know
the
station owner.
That,
so what show were you listening to where you heard this guy?
Mediterranean countries, France, Spain, Italy, and all the rest of them have gone against GMO foods because they don't
okay,
want their cows to eat
some
this
politicians
crap.
Made some decisions on something. That's fine. Now, tell me, what
Actually,
show were you
France
listening to?
I'm reversing curious. That.
Where did you find this guy? What show were you listening to? Do you remember?
KSCO and
right,
the one
the
I'm
station.
Listening to now, 1360 in Santa Cruz.
KOMY. Yeah. Were you listening to the Alex Jones show, perhaps?
Once in a while. He kind of bugs me. I can't get all my nerves up like that.
Yeah, he's a really angry guy, isn't he? I mean, I like him, kind of, but...
He has a lot of facts, though, but I can't do the mimic thing.
He interprets his facts in a really weird way.
So what we were trying to get across, Scarlett, was we were bemoaning the fact that it is difficult to find on some subjects the truth, even on the Internet, because there are some people that believe some things very thoroughly, like this Jeff whoever and Alex Jones or whatever.
Jeffrey
and then
Smith. Just right
fine,
now.
Whatever. I don't know what his name is. I'm sorry. I'm not familiar with the guy. And then there are people on the other side of the topic that feel differently and think differently and have scientific papers. There's science on both sides. I'm not claiming that you're wrong. I'm claiming I can't know whether who's wrong, who's right or wrong. That's all I'm claiming.
So will you try to find out and check it out?
And we've listened to a lot of this stuff, Scarlett.
I've done some research, and the conclusion I've come to, Scarlett, that it is immoral to spray herbicides on your crops and let that that herbicide run off into rivers and streams.
Thank you.
But that's different than you're going to die if you eat this corn.
So you're going to spray it on the crops and eat it and not even care about that, but let it go into the water and care about that.
I think everybody comes to...
It's the same thing, where it's arsenic spread around here in Santa Cruz County, all through the 50s.
I think Mark said he's not in favor of spraying. You said you're not in favor of spraying, Mark?
I don't think arsenic's good, but I've got arsenic in my water, small amounts of arsenic in my water. I believe that poison is in the dose.
Look at some of
the
movies from the early 50s when the kids were riding their bicycles behind these trucks, spraying it on them. It's hysterical.
I missed that one. Scarlett, thank you for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Mark, you just need to do more research. If you do more research, it'll all become clear. Just spend another 500 hours on the subject, and then you'll totally understand.
Well, or I could just go ahead and go along with any claim that any person makes on the Internet and only end up eating rhubarb I grew for myself, because everything else is poison.
Mark, he's been interviewed on radio shows. He has books.
Rhubarb is good because it grows under the ground and the pesticides don't get to it. Unless it's coming from your neighbor up the hill who sprayed it and then it runs off into your soil.
But let's not forget that I interviewed T. Colin Campbell at the Freedom Fest, and he's of the opinion that any animal product is unacceptable, that any oil squeezed from a plant is unacceptable, that basically...
Is he a breatharian?
No, he believes in. He's basically a vegan, although
he
doesn't use
like
the term.
Is he like the level 5 vegan that he doesn't eat anything that casts a shadow?
he's a man who was in charge of the China study. He was involved in the China study. It's a very seminal work inside of nutrition. He makes great points. He's a hell of a lot smarter than the three of us in this room, especially in the area of nutrition. But I don't know how somebody does, because you can believe him. And then, don't worry, well, there's another smart guy out there who completely disagrees with
them. You know how I feel about all this? I feel like it's first world problems.
Yes.
Oh, my God, what are you using to grow all those plants? You know, and oh, my goodness, you're making things different. You're changing nature. Well, how nice is it that we actually have at our disposal the ability to go to a air-conditioned box, walk around for as long as we want, and select between thousands upon thousands, tens of thousands of items, all inside that one air-conditioned box. We can then go to a different air-conditioned box where we can choose from other items, many of which are the same, but some are different. And those boxes try to bring us the best price on those items and the best quality that they can possibly bring.
Is the box a grocery store?
It's a grocery store. And we, how nice that we have that, that we have people who are out there willing to devote their lives to milking cows and to going out and, you know, creating beef and, you know, to put it in a way that it's easy to consume and, you know, cook and do all these things. And you know, all these people are doing is spending time on complaining about all this. Well, we just, you could die from eating.
You're going to die from death.
Yes.
Whenever it's your time to die from death. Here's a thought. Maybe, like, don't come judge me about every decision that I make unless one of my decisions harms another person.
And I think that this is what it comes down to. It's the judgment. Is Scarlett called in angry and upset that our opinion differed in, frankly, a small way from her? We did not have the opposite opinion. We just didn't have really an opinion at all, and that was frustrating and upsetting to her. And here's a little news. This isn't just Scarlett. There are a lot of people who, in lots of areas, but, you know, food and GMO foods is one of those areas that really gets some people whipped up. And you don't convince people when you're upset.
Yeah.
You convince people when you connect with them first in a positive emotional fashion, and then you can present them with your ideas and your facts and things like that. That's the way to effectively communicate. Now, I'm of the opinion that I want my food to morally impact as few people as possible. So I try to buy organic foods. I pay more. I buy grass-fed beef. We have our own pigs. We have our own garden, and we try to do those things. But as far as the judgments and the recriminations and these kind of things, they're not effective in getting people on board. I would rather be alive from GMO foods than to be dead from starvation.
Yep, 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number. You can bring up what you want. You can call and shout at us if it'll make you feel better.
Get shouted back at, I suppose.
There's a lot of angry Tarians.
Well, I don't even know what that means. We're going to come back in moments, though. We'll take your calls. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. These could be just angry hippies. I don't know. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Quantum Vibes, in year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.